And now it's time for our weekly Motley Fool game. This week, a round of Which is Bigger? Here's how the game works. We'll give you two choices and ask you to pick the biggest one. This week's player is Matt from Norton, Massachusetts. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Matt, what do you do in Norton, Massachusetts?
Not much. Listen to NPR and the Motley Fool as often as I can, of course.
Excellent. Are you deriving a salary check from somebody, or what are you actually doing in your off hours when you're not listening to the show?
Actually, I'm graduating pretty soon. I go to a Catholic high school in the area called Bishopine High School. I'm graduating in about a week, and after that, I'll probably be doing some retail work for the summer. I work in a retail store in an outlet here for Phillips Van Heusen. And then I'll be going to a state college next year, actually over in Westfield State, and I'll be pursuing a major in aviation.
Wow.
That's right.
So, Matt, tell me, when you say major in aviation, does that mean you're a pilot, or are you studying how to build an aircraft, or what is a major in aviation?
Well, the course track that I will probably be taking next year is, in fact, in piloting and commercial piloting and that kind of a course flow. But you do take all kinds of courses. Obviously, you take basics of aviation, and you take basics flight design and things like that. But it looks like a pretty interesting and pretty complex major, actually, which is why I'm looking forward to it.
What a cool major. I have to say, I was just an English major. I mean, I enjoy literature, and I'm glad I did, but I can't really hold a candle to an aviation major.
Well, I definitely look forward to reaching for the skies, if nothing else.
That's great. Matt, when it comes to guessing the size of something, are you usually pretty close? That's an important question here as we play Which is Bigger.
I'm usually pretty good with proximity questions and stuff like that. I can usually get a pretty good handle on the scope and the magnitude of things.
Yeah, I mean, were you that person, for example, who was able to guess the number of gumballs in the giant jar?
Well, when I did things like that, I was able to use a pretty good visual acuity kind of algorithm and just kind of figure out dimensions and things like that. But with things of this kind of abstract nature, I hope I can, you know, approximate pretty well.
Let's start it up then, Matt.
Alrighty.
Question number one is, in fact, entitled Start Me Up.
All right.
Which is bigger? Is it A, the top ticket price to see the Rolling Stones in concert in San Francisco this November, or B, is it the cost of a $450 stock if there was no commission attached? Matt, which is bigger?
I would have to say the stock price. Oh.
Close. But the answer is, in fact, A, the Rolling Stones ticket, which will cost you more than the $450 stock. The top price for a ticket to see the Stones in San Francisco is $454.25.
That's Lord.
That's the ticket price.
That's not even including the Ticketmaster $6,000 fee.
No, that's just the price on the ticket, exactly. And in case you're looking for some inspiration, Mick Jagger is now 62 years old. The Rolling Stones will be playing 35 shows in the U.S. and Canada on their tour.
Wow.
Let me ask you, Matt, do high school kids care about the Rolling Stones today?
Oh, the Rolling Stones are classic. I mean, obviously, I grew up with them. My dad's a huge fan, but the Rolling Stones are just classic.
But these guys could be your grandfather. You respect these guys?
I think Mick Jagger's got one too many Bentleys in his driveway to be charging $454 a ticket.
Question number two for you, Matt, is entitled Gaga for Google. Which is bigger as of last Tuesday, Matt? Is it A, the market capitalization of Google, market cap, just the total value of the company, or B, the combined market caps of Yahoo plus Disney? Which is bigger?
I would have to go with Google.
And we tricked you again. You know, we're not making this game easy. The answer is B, it is the combined market caps of Yahoo and Disney. Question was a bit of a curveball, admittedly. Google's market cap as of early this week was around $70 billion. Disney around 56, Yahoo around 50, so do the math.
Yeah.
And you see those two are bigger. Shares of Google, by the way, have more than tripled now since the company went public last August, and there's some speculation that Google may get added to the S&P 500 index.
Wow.
even though the company's been public for less than a year.
No kidding.
Question for you, Matt, looking back over the last few weeks, thinking in terms of your own productivity. If you were a stock, would you say that your value has gone up or gone down?
Well, being that I'm in my last 2-3 weeks of high school, I'd say that my productivity has pretty much plummeted.
I believe that's called senioritis.
It's something awful is for certain. Yeah, I would have sold this boat a long time ago. I would have cut the losses while I still could.
If you had to put a number on your own market cap right now, just make it a number. We heard about Google, Yahoo, and Disney. What would your market cap be right now?
I'd say it would probably be capped off around $35 a share. I'd say it's down probably from an all-time high, probably about $120 a share at the end of June year, but I'm afraid I took a little Michael Eisner nosedive here.
Okay, a good call on your own share price. It takes a big man to admit that.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not even sure Michael Eisner would really have admitted when Disney stock was down that he had anything to do with it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he cashed out early enough, and I'm sure he had a pretty good insurance plan on his options.
Question number three is entitled Bugs, Silver, and Salaries. I hazard a guess that's the first time that phrase has ever occurred on national radio. Bugs, silver, and salaries. Which is bigger, Matt? A, the median salary of a pest controller, a.k.a. exterminator, or B, the median salary of a silversmith. Which is bigger?
I would have to go with exterminator.
Man, I'm sorry to say, you are knocking the ball out of the park in every way on the show except getting the right answer. But the truth is, this game, like a lot of our games, does involve some guesswork. And I think I think you're just off your game a little bit here in the last week of your senior high school.
I think that might be it.
Typical silversmith does make more. According to salary.com, the typical silversmith in the United States makes $31,845. The median salary for pest controllers is $24,408. Matt, do you have any pests you're trying to control?
Not that many, but that's kind of weird. That's still well below the median poverty line for a family of four, which is most unfortunate, I'd say.
That's an excellent point, and I didn't even know that myself, but I believe you. Not having looked over those numbers recently, let me ask you this. Would you consider switching your major from aviation to, let's say, silversmithing or pest controlling at any point?
Well, I have looked at the average salary reports for a commercial airline pilot and kind of the fringe benefits they get for that, I don't really necessarily think I'll be picking up the pest control hat anytime soon.
I think that would be a good goal for you. It sounds like you're going to be a very capable pilot one day. I'd love to fly in your plane. Matt, you take home a wonderful consolation prize. We're going to make it a full ball cap as you've been such a great sport, and we really want you to wear a full ball cap down the aisle as you graduate.
Well, I would be happy to.
And that wraps up our game for this week. You can hear this game, this show, or any past Motley Fool radio show by logging on to fool.npr.org. Thanks to Matt from Norton, Massachusetts, a winner not today, but clearly a winner in life. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much.
And to sign up for our free weekly radio email, hop on to fool.com, scroll down to our free weekly newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.